Greetings in the light of our Radiant One. I am Soltek. People of Earth, it is my great privilege to once again have this opportunity to speak with all of you. In monitoring your conversations, it has come to our attention that there is a great deal of confusion in the minds of those upon your planet regarding semantics, the true meanings of words. Let me preface my remarks by relating some information that may be of benefit to your people. In the past, there existed upon your planet, in one of the great cities of that which you call North America, an institute which had a great deal to do with semantics and the meaning of words. This institute had but one purpose in its creation, and that was to make available to all men and women upon your world the true meanings behind not only words, but also the methods of using the mind, the nervous system, and the physical brain. Its mission has not been greatly understood, and even in this your present day, is not well known upon your world. I am referring to the Institute of General Semantics, and to one who was prominent among your peoples by the name of Korzybski. This one just mentioned was led throughout his life to compile many texts bearing upon the relationships of not only words, but of meanings and their true relationships with the individual and his reaction to his environment. I have been responsible for presenting similar thoughts to various ones upon your world. I refer to that known to you as the tensor equations. And as we have observed, you have noted a connection with that term employed in the field called mathematics. The nature of what I am mentioning at this moment is a preface to my main remark. We have made our thoughts known to your people. We have presented challenges to the minds of those who could grasp their import. Our tensor equations and concepts, if learned and used by your people, would open up entire new vistas in the control of matter and environment and increase your individual degree of awareness. In one of my previous communications to your people, I made the statement that it was outside the realm of the physical sciences at this time upon your world that noteworthy progress could be anticipated in the solving of environmental problems upon your planet. I reiterate that statement at this time. I also offer to the people of your world that in the application of the tensor equations and concepts, that not only could your environment be transformed in a matter of moments, but you as individuals would know a new sense of freedom, a new concept of awareness that your minds do not even grasp at this moment. I will explain the term tensor as meaning the degree of thought potential present in that called the synapses of your brains, and the term equation as the thought process and method necessary to create new synaptical junctions within that organ you term the brain. Therefore, tensor equations have to do with increasing the activity of the brain by providing new synaptical connections to heretofore unused areas of this organ. To you, people of Earth, there remains precious little time to determine whether or not it is within your ability to grasp the fundamental concepts. This is not as difficult as you might believe. It requires that you make an effort to think, an effort we have noted many of your people greet with little enthusiasm. I have mentioned in the past a tensor process that is known as similarity transfer. You call this by another term, that of teleportation. We similarize or teleport molecules of matter from one point in space and time to that of another. It is a very simple process. The engines aboard our spacecraft do not work on this principle, however. I am speaking now in terms of the transport of physical matter and of the physical body without the benefit of one of our spacecraft. All space and time are interrelated throughout that which you call universe. Mathematics does play a part as an integer in many equations of thought. However, the role of mathematics is subordinate to the role of the mind, for the mind is capable of unlimited potential, not only in the fields of expression and creativity, but in the control of all of the forces of physical matter. I have stated to your people that the map was not the territory described, but a chair possesses many other attributes and qualities beyond the perception that you have of it. I have stated that to identify is an exercise in earthly Aristotelian logic, which is not valid. There have been a few minds upon your world who have grasped the significance of that which has been presented. The reason we detect for larger numbers upon your world not grasping it is because of the inertia, or, as you have a way of stating it, the laziness of those upon your world to think. To think is to be aware, and to be aware of one's true self is an objective of life, among other things. The trouble seems to be that for the majority of people upon your world, to think and to know themselves and their potential is not the objective of their effort. The achieving of an unlife is not the achieving of understanding. And if you would take a few moments of your time to evaluate just what the prefix and those two letters represent, UN, and how you use them with the words that you commonly employ, you might open up an entirely new vista of knowledge. It is for you, people of Earth, to change the conditions upon your world. We of the Confederation, with a love for man that knows no limits, cannot solve the predicament in which you find yourselves. However, we can be instrumental in alleviating some of the effects of your folly. The conditions on your planet are the result of your lack of thought and awareness. It is also the reflection of those ideals which you did not cherish. Many of the ills and much of your unhappiness is caused by the widely held theory of self-sacrifice. Soon, my brother Monka will have some comments to make on that topic. Many of you search desperately for love and never experience it. The reason for this is that the majority of those on your world have not grasped the essence of this state of awareness. I am not being critical, mind you. I am merely commenting on the abysmal lack of a spark, a spark that motivates the true character of man to the loftier heights that are well within his reach. Is it, my brothers and sisters, so far beyond your grasp that you cannot spare the time or put forth the effort or seek and attain all that is within your grasp? Whatever your motivations, whatever your desires, whatever you would have for man is within your reach, and yet, like demented creatures, you scurry from one conceptual fallacy to another, ever exploring, ever hoping to find the solutions to your problems and to find a state of happiness. I have heard many times that many of you are seeking awareness. I would ask this question. Awareness of what? For people of Earth, you do not know what goals you seek. You have placed limits and arbitrary values on that which you consider to be beneficial to your state of being. Down through the ages, your people have evaluated each new personage on the grand stage of your world affairs as someone to be admired, to be worshipped, to be followed, and worst of all, to be mimicked. The great thinkers that were once on your world are no longer present. And if you observe the world on which you live, there are few thinkers present. Why not ask yourselves why this is so? Why have the men who used their minds deserted your world? You now have few originators of unique thought. For mankind, even handicapped as he has been, still has the ability to look within, to look about, and ever to embrace that which is the result of his own thinking. And yet you have delegated the act of thinking to the poorest among you. You have achieved all that which you held to be good and embraced that which you knew to be evil. The best among you were sacrificed to the least common denominator of man, to the lowest in degrees of awareness of consciousness. People of Earth, how long do you wish to perpetuate this condition? This abysmal swamp of the hopeless, of the not quite so. We of the Confederation have always stood ready to assist, but so few have asked. The great beings who inhabit the levels of subtler awareness about your planet have also been willing to assist, and few have sought them out. You claim you do not know the way. You claim you do not know how. Do you expect someone to think for you at each and every step? Are you not capable of progression by yourselves? Do you not recognize the innate integrity and character of the light within you? Can you not trust and follow the leadings of your mind? Is it beyond your grasp to simply make the statement, "I shall think"? It will be our great privilege in future of your communications to to reveal to those who have the true desire to learn additional of our tensor equations. We will attempt to present to your peoples the knowledge that is required, but please understand that knowledge is only information, and unless some among you make the attempt to correlate the information and apply it, all of this knowledge will not do very much good. You would merely be like little children, delighted with a few tantalizing new thoughts. It has always been my hope that there were upon your world those with enough awareness to realize that they are man, that man as such has a destiny to fulfill, a creator to know, a philosophy to practice, a will to become aware, and to assist all man everywhere. I am extending, for the benefit of those who would grasp it, that which can be of some help. It is up to you, people of Earth, as we have stated on many occasions, to grasp that which is yours, to express that which you represent, our Infinite One. Look about you. Is this the world you would invite your friends to share? To what do you point with pride? The monuments of your physical sciences? The constructions and architecture upon your world? These mere arrangements of atomic matter? Your accomplishment in finally setting foot upon your neighboring satellite, is this to what you point to? In what way does the most magnificent edifice upon your planet inspire the greatness, bring out the dignity, express the integrity, and shout to the heavens the quality of man? Some of your other actions are not worthy of my comment. As difficult as many of you find my words to be, I do not, people of Earth, criticize you in this moment. I am merely taking the opportunity to shed a new light in areas that have been so frequently overlooked. And in the future, it will be my distinct pleasure to provide for your consideration some thoughts and information that will be of benefit to your people. To those who have heard my words and thoughts, who grasp the import of that which I have stated, I welcome you, my brothers and sisters, for you are a credit to man, and regardless of the nature of the life experiences you find yourselves involved in, there shall always be those who will be lighting the path each step before it is taken, and those who shall recognize you as belonging to man. We await your decision. Adonai, my brothers and sisters, I am Soltec. Adonai.